It was 1853. Dodge led a party of 14 men, including a cook and a hunter. He hoped to make the Missouri before the snow fell. His expenses ran to $1,000 per month. He was pleased by the opportunity and overjoyed at the wilderness he was entering. He wrote his father, "Oh, that you could come out and overtake me on the prairies of Iowa, look at the country and see how we live." He was also ready to seize the main chance. He told his father, "We shall make an examination of the Great Platte as far into Nebraska as we think fit." Dodge loved the flaming sumac, the gold tinge of the willows, the turning leaves on the cottonwood beside the rivers, and on the elms, black oak and hard maple, the silvered wild grass, the variety and numbers of animals. All were fascinating to the young engineer from New England. He saw his first Western Indians, a group of Otoes who fled. On a late afternoon in November, Dodge, on a solitary horseback reconnaissance in advance of his party, drew up at the edge of a great crescent of cliffs and beheld the river that thereafter always held him in thrall. The Missouri was sprawled out on the floodplain that twisted and turned, gnawing at the sandbars in its sweep between the villages of Omaha and Council Bluffs. The Mormons had arrived at the latter in their wanderings in 1846 and left in 1852, en route to Salt Lake City. This reduced the population of Council Bluffs from 6,000 to fewer than 2,500. Omaha had about 500 residents. But Dodge knew, at his first glance, that here was the site for the eastern terminus for the first transcontinental. On November 22, 1853, his party caught up with him. The first surveying party to traverse Iowa from east to west. There would be others, and a race was on, but it would be 14 years before a train crept into Council Bluffs, even as the Union Pacific reached out from Omaha into the mountains. Dodge crossed the Missouri on a flatboat. On the western side, he had the party continue to scout, while he went on ahead to examine the country to the Platte Valley, some 25 miles farther west. Dodge went up the Platte, looked around and studied its bank, and liked what he saw. Dodge asked every immigrant he ran into, plus the voyagers and Indians, for all the information they could furnish on the country farther west. On the way home, he took out a claim on the Elkhorn River. It was the first major tributary of the Platte, only 20 or so miles west of Omaha. Having completed the location of the Mississippi and Missouri Railroad, Dodge took a leave and went back to Illinois to marry Ann Brown on May 28, 1854. The couple then returned to his claim on the Elkhorn, where he built a cabin and took out claims for his father and his brother, who joined him in March 1855. Together, they plowed the Virgin Prairie and began to farm. Emigrants crossing Nebraska in 1855 never saw a white man's house between the Dodge cabin on the Elkhorn and Denver.